Hi, Michael B. with My Big Web Marketing Strategies. How are you today? Listen, I want to talk to you about the mother of all risk reversal strategies. Holy taxpayer, Batman. Did you see what Barack Camaro, the new president of GM, did the other day? He came up with a powerful risk reversal strategy, at your expense, I might add, but what the hell, it's only your money, right? By the way, did you read today that the average government worker makes 30% more than the average private worker? Is it time for a revolution yet? But I digress. Back to the risk reversal strategy. Risk reversals are one of the most powerful strategies you can use. Many business owners confuse guarantee with risk reversal, and while they are certainly related, they are different. I think of guarantees applying to the product or service itself, like a 30-day guarantee against failure typically associated with any product. There is a 30-day guarantee on pretty much everything, and there is nothing special about it that will induce a sale. It's an expected benefit at the very least. Now, a 90-day or a 1-year guarantee is special, and of course a lifetime guarantee is the ideal. Many business owners are afraid of giving longer guarantees because they are afraid of more returns. That's really not how it works, though. If you are confident in your product or service, then offer the longer guarantee. Here's a little secret for you. Most returns that will take place within the first 30 days anyway. With the longer guarantee, you will entice more people to buy your product, which will more than make up for the few additional returns you may have. You attract more customers in the process, which you can then sell to over and over again. Pretty tricky, huh? Now, risk reversal is, let me put it this way. You do whatever it takes to get the customer to say to himself, I would be dumber than a tree stump if I didn't buy this today. You want to turn a light bulb on his head. Now, what did President Barack Camaro just do? He authorized his new company, which you bought for him and are paying for, to issue a risk reversal that promises to make people's car payments for them if they lose their job. Isn't that just great? Well, let me rephrase that. Isn't that a terrific strategy? Try to separate yourself from the fact you're paying for it and look at it strictly as a business strategy. It is great. We all know people haven't bought a car since Moses parted the Red Sea. Why? Because everyone is afraid. They feel they have no job security. Presto, change-o. Sign an executive order, wave the magic wand, and suddenly they don't have to worry about that anymore. Does this mean GM will sell more cars? Who knows? But it is a hell of a strategy to remove the primary objection people are having. Now, granted, it does nothing to remove the crappy American car objection, but that's another problem they've attempted to risk reverse also. The guaranteed trade-in value risk reversal. Yep, that's in there too. Lucky us! As well as the government car warranty to cover the concern GM may have folded and moved to Cuba sometime in the next year. Seems the only thing that covered by this powerful reversal strategy to me is me and you, the American taxpayer. We're screwed whatever happens. The taxpayer's finished. They don't sell any cars, and the stupid politicians in Washington are just going to give them more money. They sell more cars, and we're on the hook for additional liabilities for job losses and warranties. Kind of seems like a lose-lose for us, doesn't it? But it is one damn fine strategy. What can you learn from it? How can you risk reverse your product? Is the government, in its almighty stupidity, doing other things you as a business can take advantage of? If you are a heating company, a seller of efficient furnaces and heating systems, you are in luck. This new cap and trade proposal, adding $3,000 a year to the average cost of heating a home, has a potential to make you look like a hero. I'm sure that you can figure out how a new efficient furnace will pace for itself over 3 to 5 years, making it seem to the customer he is getting it for free. Hey, how about an insurance company? Any bright insurance executives in the reading room today? How about coming up with a warranty policy you can sell to businesses that will cover their customers' payments on major purchases if they lose their jobs? Seems to me you could come up with a one-year policy for $50 to $100 per purchase based on a sliding cost scale and sell it to merchants of every type and make a killing. We are in a job trap right now. Things can't possibly get worse. President Camaro said so. Have no fear. Hi, Michael B. Big Web Marketing Strategies. How are you today? Sherlock Holmes, Dr. Watson, and Google. What do you see? Sherlock Holmes, Dr. Watson, the fabulous duo of literary fame. And what, pray tell, do they have to do with Google? Ah, glad you asked. For Watson was an intelligent man, a doctor for heaven's sake, and Holmes's best friend and chronicler, the scribe that accompanied Holmes in all his cases and recorded his exploits for posterity, and for Sir Arthur Conan Doyle to make literary history with later. Yes, Dr. Watson was a great chap who was with Holmes continually, but it was always Holmes who broke the case, and that leads us to this discussion. You see, Dr. Watson, despite his intelligence, viewed things differently than our famous Mr. Holmes. Dr. Watson saw what his eyes saw, whereas Holmes saw what was not obvious to the ordinary eye. Get it? And this leads us to Google. What do you see when you look at Google? Do you just see what's there, or do you see what's not there? Are you just an observer, or are you a deductive observer? For there is an incredible difference, and I would suggest you become like Holmes and start using a little deductive reasoning when you're perusing the Google search results. For it is not what you see, but what you don't see that can be extremely lucrative and puts you ahead of the game. Holmes caught Moriarty because of his incredible deductive reasoning powers, and here, Moriarty might be considered Google. After all, isn't that who we are trying to catch? Don't we all strive to reel in Google and bring them into captivity by taking over the front page? So what do you see? Do you see what's there, or what it isn't there? I have a video at my site. You need to come see it. Watch the video. See why Sherlock Holmes would make a great marketer. Michael B., Big Web Marketing Strategies. http://www.michaelbelba.com. Michaelbelba.com.